Crop moisture stress in the Midwest is likely to continue to increase as we move forward through the next several days. A ridge of high pressure will be building up across a big part of the region, and as it does evolve, we'll likely see warmer temperatures and a continuation of limited rainfall across the region. Now, most of the precipitation that does occur in the Midwest will be concentrated on northwestern portions of the Corn Belt, and in that particular region, we could see some repetitive rainfall of locally heavy proportions. Some areas in northwestern half of Iowa, as well as Nebraska, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin could see some repetitive rainfall beginning later this weekend and continuing into the first half of next week, resulting in some localized rainfall that will be heavy enough for perhaps even some flooding. Now, the majority of the precipitation is not allowed to move through the lower or eastern portions of the Midwest because of the high pressure ridge that will be in place. Now, the ridge is expected to weaken as we move through next week, and as it does diminish somewhat, it will begin to shift eastward as well. And that will open the door of opportunity for some precipitation to move across some of these lower and eastern areas. But the amount of precipitation that falls will be much less than that which occurs in the northwestern Corn Belt for two reasons. Number one, support for the precipitation aloft will be somewhat diminished. And number two, a tropical cyclone is possible, and I put that in quotation marks, is possible in areas near the Florida Peninsula as we get into the second half of next week. If indeed a tropical cyclone does evolve there, it would tend to rob the amount of moisture that could work its way northward into the Midwest and therefore restrict the amount of precipitation that might fall across some of those areas. If the tropical cyclone is out of the picture, the chances for rainfall will be better in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, and a close monitoring of the situation is certainly warranted. There should be enough cool air aloft moving into the Midwest to help generate rainfall, but without an insurgence of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, it'll be very difficult to generate a good soaking of rain. And that is the biggest problem that is present in today's forecast for getting rain into the lower parts of the eastern Midwest. There's also an ongoing concern for the second week of the two-week outlook in which a similar scenario plays out. Many of the crop areas in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest are still left with a drier biased environment in the second week. And one of the things that I think is probably going to change in future model runs is that the rainfall potential will be increased in some of these areas. All we're going to need is to get the ridge of high pressure to set up across the plains and portions of the western Corn Belt and allow for a small convective complex of thunderstorms to develop across the northern plains and move down the front side of the ridge, bringing some showers and thunderstorms with it to areas like Illinois and Indiana, perhaps. But this is all speculation at this point in time. It's not a part of the official forecast. We think, though, that it might be something that it develops in future model runs. Temperatures across the Midwest will gradually turn warmer over these next few days. We'll likely see highs across a big part of the region today working their way up into the 70s, and there will be a few lower 80s out there, but not very many of them. We will expect the temperatures to warm additionally tomorrow, and the highs at that point will likely be upper 70s through the lower and middle 80s. And as we get into the Friday through Sunday period, afternoon temperatures will be in the 80s through the lower 90s, with a few middle 90s likely in the warmest and driest locations. We'll expect those temperatures to stay warm until the early to middle part of next week, when a cooling trend will curve from northwest to southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.